Reporting for the Red River Farm Network, I'm Megan Overby. And joining me today in an interview via phone is Central Consulting agronomist Lee Breeze, located in that Edgeley, North Dakota area. So obviously a couple things to talk about this week as we're off to a fairly warmish but mostly windy start. And I know before this wind and just wicked weather that we're getting right now, farmers have been starting to get into those fields down your way. Is that correct?
Yeah, we had some planting start here early this week and the end of last week. Some small grains, that type of thing.
And so what's the moisture situation down your way? Obviously, too, before this wind maybe blew away what was left in some of this topsoil moisture.
Well, so the moisture varies quite a bit with the practices the guys are using, but in a lot of fields, moisture was just there, just enough for seeding and getting started with some wet spots in low areas where frost was still coming out, that type of thing. Places where we had better cover or some residue over the winter, we actually had better moisture in those fields, and we'll continue to have better moisture through this windstorm.
So let's obviously address the 500-pound gorilla in the room, if you will, the wind. What does this mean from not only a soil health standpoint, but from a moisture standpoint as well?
Right. So soil-wise, this is a catastrophic event that we're experiencing. These sustained long winds, and everybody's seeing it, the atmosphere is filled with millions of tons of soil leaving and moving these farms. Unfortunately, some of your best soil is at the very surface of your soil, some of your highest fertility, some of the better particles, like we want to keep the clay particles and the silt particles, they're smaller and they travel farther. This is all a really terrible thing that's happening. And of course, we're losing the moisture at the same time, which is drying out the surface. So it really is rough for farmers. And unfortunately, there's really not much we can do during the windstorm to slow it or change it, really nothing at all.
So then what can farmers attempt to do after the wind has subsided a little bit and they go and reassess their fields and the planting situation? I know there's not a whole lot you can do about putting moisture back into the ground, but where is a place to start?
So really, it starts with a change in their system. So this is one of those events that is pointing out some of the trouble that we have with how we manage our fields and our soils. We really need to look at reducing tillage overall and increasing residue and cover on these fields over time. Because we know that wind is going to come in North Dakota. We don't know that it's going to be 3-4 days of sustained 40-mile-an-hour winds in a dry condition. But we know that that's a potential likelihood for it. And you can see the places where farmers have done a lot less tillage and used more cover. Those areas are showing up where there's larger field sizes, where there's cleaner air near those areas right now. And so it's part of that system. It sounds easy to reduce tillage and add cover, but it's actually very complicated in many systems. And so they need to work with soil scientists and crop advisors and even conservation personnel to develop plans for their system to help reduce tillage throughout the system and find ways to increase revenue and maybe use cover crops as well.
Well, and I guess my next question for you, Lee, was, you know, we hear of some different seeding methods, especially if farmers haven't went out and even scratched the surface of some of those fields either last fall or this spring. They might be looking at a different even seeding method this spring. You know, is that possible or would that be effective?
Yeah, those are all things that need to be tried and worked into their systems, whether it's, reduced till systems like strip till systems or direct seeding or going full into a no-till system or even potentially no-tilling into a standing cover crop or standing residue. Those all can help protect that wind protect the soil from the wind. Really what we need is cover and soil that isn't loose, right? So we're trying to increase the aggregation, the larger particles in the soil, which plant roots do, and then we're trying to use the residue to protect the surface of the soil directly from that wind. So those are all parts of it. And if they're leaving more residue and doing less disturbance, then those are things that are going to help with this.
So my final question for you, Lee, is I know especially down in your area, we saw a high number of prevent plant acres last year. And, you know, as a result of some of those inactive acres, we are seeing, you know, maybe some salinity, a weed pressure, that sort of thing that we're having to deal with this year. And so if farmers are still trying to figure out how to address those acres this year, where do we start?
Right. So the salinity is showing its ugly head right now, and part of that is all the evaporation we're having. It's constantly here. It doesn't necessarily come and go. It's just more and less obvious in a given year based on when we get rainfall and how much. One of the main reasons, ways to manage these saline areas is to manage that excess water in those spots, and that can be done through some type of drainage or particularly using saline-tolerant plants. I strongly recommend against using highly susceptible plants or crops in those acres, and that does include both corn and soybean. And so planting them into those highly saline acres is an easy way to lose money.
Well, Lee, as we wrap up our conversation today, and I know there will be more questions to come in the coming days, but any final thoughts?
No, I just hope that people take this to heart and understand that, you know, it's hard to incorporate different systems into their farming, but we need to really look at them to protect our soils throughout the year and over several years. And it really takes a systems change to do that. So I want them to try new things and practice new things and try it on a small acreage and make it fit and make it work. And then they can ramp that up for the whole farm and do a better job protecting their soil long term.